Many people look to law enforcement when looking for ways to combat drug problems. But DEA Special Agent Greg Westfall says that's just the beginning.
We, as a whole, cannot do it all by ourselves. We need community organizations, prevention programs, and treatment programs. And together, all of us can combine our efforts, and we will make a difference.
Todrick Gordon is one of those people trying to make a difference.
You can live that lifestyle only for so long, but it's just a feeling of hopelessness.
He's experienced what it's like being addicted firsthand and now works to change that feeling.
You know, for years I was in the streets. I was addicted to drugs myself, and once God was able to turn my life around, I just felt like it was so important to start something, to be able to give it back and help others.
Years later, Gordon is now the community outreach pastor at Urban Light Community Church. That's where he uses his past experience to help others struggling with addiction. While Gordon's group meets year-round, other community members focus their efforts on specific events. Make Music Not Meth is one of them. Co-organizer Moth Danner says the multi-week summer festival aimed to bring awareness to the issue and change attitudes.
Our goals with Make Music Not Meth is to educate, inspire, and transform, to let the community know that there are alternatives to addiction, crime.
The event gave kids and community members the chance to explore music and art as an alternative to drugs. Organizer Mike Martin says he hopes the festival helped change the way people talk about meth.
To start changing the conversation around Muncie and just really make it, you know, again, where meth is not cool, like, you know, and that is definitely the message that, you know, that people, you know, the story we're telling.
Katina Johnson shares those same goals, so she organized an event of her own, Muncie's first Drug Overdose Awareness Day. Friends and families of addicts came together to remember those they lost to drugs. But Johnson says it was also to help current addicts as well.
That's why we have events like this, to get the word out there, what help is out there, what groups are out there.
Representatives from several addiction services attended the event. Johnson says she hopes to change the minds of people who are indifferent to drug issues like meth.
You can see a decline in the community, and you can see a decline in our young people. You know what I mean? And it's, if we don't, you know, crack down and be harder on it all, it's just like a cancer. It's going to get worse. You know, it's going to spread.
Organizers of all three efforts say they hope to continue their campaigns to help the community overcome the effects of addiction and the stigma of meth. Michael Kuhn for Unmasked, The Stigma of Meth.